Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Somebody wants to know, is that Bill Grady doing the traffic report?
He actually said the same thing. Like, if Bill Grady took a Xanax, he would sound like that.
No, it is not Bill Grady, but he did send me something the other day. And let me see if I can play this. It's actually very funny.
Is it clean?
Yeah, it's totally clean. Are you ready? Okay, my audio up, please.
I don't know who you are or how you think. If you stop trying to take out home loans at the bank drive-up window or attempting to pass a six-party post-dated check at convenience stores or having long conversations about your grandkids with supermarket checkers, that will be the end of it. I won't come after you. I won't pursue you. But if you don't, I will come after you. I will find you. And I will cast a fart in your general direction.
He sent me that the other day. Okay. I'm like, what?
I love that Bill Grady.
He's so awesome.
He is so awesome.
But no, that is not Bill Grady doing our traffic report, although it sounds a lot like him. Sounds a lot like him.
A lot like him.
Today is World Make-A-Wish Day.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yes. Today is World Make-A-Wish Day, celebrating the first wish ever granted by the Make-A-Wish Foundation. It was for a seven-year-old boy named Christopher.
Love it.
He had leukemia. He dreamed of being a police officer, so the city of Scottsdale, Arizona, their police department, dressed him up like a police officer, rode him around town in a patrol car. Sadly, Christopher died. But his parents were the ones who established the Make-A-Wish Foundation so that other sick children could experience the joy that he did. By the way, Make-A-Wish stopped granting automatic wishes last year to kids with cystic fibrosis because the treatment for it has gotten so effective.
Oh, wow.
The disease
doesn't mean it's not a lifelong debilitating disease that certainly shortens your lifespan.
The disease is no longer considered terminal, so they have stopped granting wishes.
Sorry,
for
kid,
kids
you missed the cut
with,
by a year.
Oh my God! Sorry, kid, you're not sick enough. Try again.
Should have been diagnosed 2 years ago. Punk.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
That's not what I said. That's not what I said.
Did you see the video, Sam? I might have you find this because it's so incredible. And I know we've got some football-related news today to pass on. Travis Kelce has signed a 2-year extension.
So he's with us for the next 4 years.
Jason Kelce has decided to jump to ESPN to do Monday night pregame football analysis.
Totally saw that coming.
Absolutely phenomenal move. And Boomer Esiason is out at
CBS.
Is the video you're talking about Travis Kelce?
Nope. The video I'm talking about is the Panthers owner. The owner, David Tepper, who pulled into a tiny Charlotte area restaurant to complain about the sign out front poking fun at him during the draft. Here's what the sign says. please let the coach and GM pick this year. That is a dig at the owner.
Oh, I saw this and it's hilarious.
Of the Panthers. And this is a small restaurant, Scott. He is so petty. He pulls into the restaurant, goes inside, and reads like the 17-year-old clerk, by the way, who has no idea who he is.
And couldn't care less.
And could not care less, reads that kid the riot act.
Do we have it, Sam?
Can you imagine?
No.
How trite and petty a billionaire team owner must be to pull into a roadside restaurant and say, I don't find that sign out front very funny.
Well, we don't care.
And it says, please let the coach and general manager pick this year. Which means David Tepper's probably one of those owners that gets his hands right in the middle of it.
Well, and quite frankly, Dana, let's be honest with what he probably is. Somebody who was born with a silver spoon in his mouth, has never been told no, doesn't ever get to hear anybody say anything critical of him. And then when he rides by, drives by, or is driven by, probably driven by.
It's called the Dilworth Neighborhood Grill. And this says reports of David Tepper walking in are not exaggerated one bit. On Thursday night, few hours before the 2024 NFL draft, the Carolina Panthers owner stopped by the bar in Charlotte to inquire about the sign outside.
Well, he wanted to know who did the sign, and my employees were like, we don't know. He's like, what do you mean you don't know? Yeah. So, but he seemed really nice.
While Matt wasn't there, he was able to catch the brief interaction on surveillance video.
And he was joking around, shook hands with the manager, was giving him hell about his Eagles hat. You know, it's just you don't really know someone until you actually know him.
Stirring the pot in order to hopefully build a bridge.
The goal here is for us to be 5-10 years down the road, a couple of Super Bowl wins under our belt, and we don't even remember this at all.
Okay, now that
all
that
right,
we're,
all right.
That they're trying Wait. To paint that with a very,
By the way,
very
that,
nice brush.
That the restaurant, either owner or GM, says, and I quote, this is not the first time the owner has come by this establishment. The previous time was in response to a different sign that read, meddling owners never win, run from Jerry Jones. Tepper didn't seem to take too kindly to that and was, quote, sort of blanked off about that one.
That was the owner talking to WCNC.
Oh, my gosh.
And the owner was laughing because he's the one who made the sign and he's in there accosting his hosts.
Yes. He says, quote, I do need him to be more of an owner and less of a coach or a GM.
I don't disagree with that at all. Fine by me. Chiefs, by the way, took a wide receiver in the first round. Did they not, Sam?
They did. He was the only one worthy.
I wonder why.
Did you watch the memes?
Really worthy?
Did you watch the memes when that pick happened and the response from the Bills Mafia after trading with us so that we were allowed to get that pick?
Oh, yeah.
Scott, Twitter melted down.
What happened the last time we traded the
Bills
for a pick?
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, we did.
The Bills should never engage in a trade with the Kansas City Chiefs ever again.
Because right.
The last time was about 6 years ago, and we grabbed Patrick Mahomes.
Well, why would you suggest they shouldn't? I think they should.
Well,
I
like the results.
Can now report this, and will. Channel 9 is on their way to Topeka.
Here we go.
Where the legislature is preparing a formal offer to, quote, a pro sports team as we speak. You know, tomorrow's the last day of the session. Part of it hinges on messaging of Starbonds legislation, allowing an easier way to offer the Chiefs to cross state line.
Now, there was an interview that Clark Hunt did, I believe, last night, where he said at that time that he had not had any conversations with anybody in Kansas.
Which, by the way, was one of only two absolutes he offered in a line of questioning regarding the future of the teams.
Mm-hmm.
The other one was that.
Now, this doesn't mean it's happening.
No.
It means that they are smart enough in Topeka to understand they have to have every duck in a row, .. in case. You can't roll out the red carpet and then not have all of the plans in place to make it happen.
It means the offer is coming. I don't think you can deny that.
The other certainty he offered was that they were pursuing plans, future plans, separately from the Royals.
Right. And that they would like to stay in the Kansas City metro is what he also said, yes. Sam, in that interview. And then said that he had not had any conversations with any officials on the Kansas side of the state line. That clearly is about to change. The Kansas City Chiefs are going to be and will be courted by the state of Kansas. No doubt. Anymore. Come
about
on.
To get awkward.
Come on. This is kind of like that dance in Footloose where the girls are on one side and the guys are on the other. Let's dance.
Who's going to cross that line first?
913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. So Channel 9 is en route to Topeka, where there is going to be a concerted effort made this evening. I believe you mentioned, Dana, that the legislature is in recess starting tomorrow, so the clock is a ticking. They're going to make a move for a major sports franchise. They didn't say the Chiefs. They didn't say the Royals.
No. I mean, it could be pickleball. We don't know.
It's not. So it's clearly one of the two. The odds are certainly in favor of the Chiefs. The governor
announced, but today, by the way, plans to separate from the Royals in their negotiations, right. And that's important.
And the governor, Laura Kelly, has made no secret that she would want the Chiefs to move to the Kansas side of the state line.
Of course.
Now, from the text line, just a couple of quick comments. 2321 writes, Clark Hunt may not have spoken with the state of Kansas, but I bet Mark Donovan has. Fair point. Somebody else says, this one's odd to me. Sam and Dana, I was in Dallas this weekend. Everyone down there is hoping for the Texas Chiefs to show up down there in 2033.
What?
You have the Cowboys. That's like saying that Pittsburgh would want another team. You have the Steelers. There is no way that the Chiefs return to Dallas. No way. Kurt in Lenexa on line 1, 586 7798. Hello, Kurt.
Good afternoon, guys. Happy Monday to you.
Same.
I have a bone to pick with people, especially that idiot from Texas. At one point, Lamar Hunt had the team down there in Texas. Then he moved to Kansas City. There is no way that the Chiefs would move to Texas. No. Lamar would be turning over in his grave if he did that. Second point is this. Me and my uncle have been talking about this for many, many months now, and I beg to differ with you, Scott. I think maybe the Royals may go to Kansas, and this is the point. I hope Wyandotte County is listening to this, because you all have prime real estate out there. You already have the Speedway. You have the Great Wolf Lodge, Legends, blah, blah, blah. But if you have a major league baseball or football team, as you mentioned, out there, there is no telling how many dollars and tax dollars would be pumped into Wyandotte County if that occurs.
More if the Chiefs went, though.
Yeah, I don't get it. And this is my thing, also my boiling point. The Royals organization has not done one dang thing with Royal Stadium. Mark Donovan, Leach, and everybody else with the Chief organization, they have made improvements to the stadium. They've done the improvements on the gold level. My dad was a ticket seller for 40 years. He would have approved of some of these changes, but he would be in this mess also, the battling between back and forth between the Chiefs and the Royals. I think the Royals will go to Kansas. If they don't, that's my apologies.
Okay.
I think that's why the language, if the reporting is accurate, and I have no reason to think that it's not, the language would include the word a pro sports team. The bill is written to, quote, attract a pro sports team so that they're not painted into a corner with one or the other. But I think the general consensus is they are talking there about the Chiefs and not the Royals.
I think Laura Kelly has said that without saying that.
Correct.
That she is interested in getting the Chiefs over to the Kansas side of the state line. Nathan in KCK. Nathan, good afternoon. Hello.
Hello. I on a couple of occasions, I've heard news reports from Kansas City PBS and from Inside Kansas City. No, sorry, Inside Kansas Politics. And they say that Kansas is not planning to recruit the Chiefs or the Royals, which is opposed to what you just said. And I can source the location where I found this. This is from April 26th, the video from Kansas City PBS. It is around minute 17, second 34. We're just not – I don't know where you get this from, that Kansas is trying to attract.
Well, because when they started the online gaming, online sports gambling, they set aside a certain percentage of the earnings through online sports gaming to attract a professional sports franchise over to Kansas City, Kansas.
But it, like, Nick Haynes pretty much said almost word for word that it was official that Kansas is not trying to bring Royals in or the Chiefs.
Well, when asked if the border war treaty
carved out an exception for sports teams,
Laura Kelly said it did.
It did not carve out an exception. Correct.
It did carve out an exception.
Flip it. The way she said it was, when I talked about a border war truce, I was not talking about the Chiefs.
But still, the money from the sports gambling in Kansas, the revenue is not comparable to enough for a stadium.
No, you're right. That's why they would do star bonds.
You're right. But when you add it to the star bonds, to their surplus, and there's one fourth pot of money I'm trying to remember that Mike Mahoney talked about on PBS, there is enough money.
Let me be very, Nathan, I and being someone from KCK, I'm actually surprised you don't seem more enthusiastic. Let me be very clear. The state of Kansas is chomping at the bit to get the Kansas City Chiefs to move to Wyandotte County. There is no question about it. They would like to put a new Arrowhead Stadium just west of the Legends Complex. There is plenty of land out there, and that would become the sports mecca, as crazy as it sounds, because if you had told me this 20 years ago, I would have said you're nuts. Western Wyandotte County, if this were to happen, would become the sports mecca of Kansas City, the Kansas Speedway, the Monarchs, Sporting Kansas City, and the Chiefs. The only ones you would be missing would be the Mavericks, a minor league hockey franchise, and the Royals.
Don't forget about the KC Comets. This comes from directly from the state of Kansas's sports betting website under FAQs. What is the sports betting tax rate in Kansas? The state will collect a 10% tax on every bet. 80% of that revenue is going to be put into a fund to attract major league sports teams, including the Kansas City Chiefs,
Boom.
To come to the state.
That's exactly right.
I forgot it was listed.
Specifically written into there.
80%. 80% of the tax is being used to fund bringing a major league sports franchise over to Kansas.
Promo code Dana. Am I right?
Am I right or am I right? And we all know it is the Kansas City Chiefs. We all know it.
Now, today's meeting does not mean the Chiefs are jumping. It means Kansas is serious enough to get its I's dotted and T's crossed that they want the language nailed down in case.
They're spooling that red carpet and getting it ready.
They are getting ready to ask the Chiefs to the prom. 913-586-7798. 586-7798.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
By the way, at some point, we'd have to clean it up because there's a lot of MFs in it. I was just goofing around on the internet today. I did not realize that earlier this year, the Foo Fighters were performing. And I know this isn't the Foo Fighters, that just got me to thinking about them.
What the Foo Fighters means?
No. Dave Grohl recognized that Rick Astley was in the audience.
No way.
And he told Rick Astley, get up here. And they played.
Your mother blanker.
No way.
Never gonna give you up or whatever that's. Never gonna give you up. They did a Foo Fighters version of Never Gonna Give You Up with Rick Astley singing lead vocals. It's awesome.
Wait, what?
Yes.
Okay.
You can play the song, but don't play anything at the beginning or at the end.
We'll check on that and bring it back.
Because there's a lot of MFs at the beginning and at the end.
We'll check on that and then bring it back.
I don't know if I want to dance that tightrope.
Then live right now on CNN, we are looking live at the University of Texas in Austin, where the protests and the arrests of protesters continues across the country today. We have someone coming on from UMKC to talk about this at 5 o'clock, Scott. Like,
right after 5
why
o'clock.
Is this happening now?
Mm. And when will it end?
How will it end?
Well, apparently it's ending with people getting arrested.
Officers in riot gear is what we're looking at right now.
And the University of Columbia, and this is one of the chyrons on CNN, the University of Columbia has announced this afternoon, we have started suspending students.
Yep. We're done.
We're finished. This is silly. 913-586-7798. We'll get to that after 5 o'clock. At the moment, we're talking about a story from Channel 9. They are sending a crew to Topeka as we speak. The state legislature, which ends their session tonight, is already discussing the issuance of star bonds, other things that they could do to get a professional sports team to come over to the state of Kansas. They've already got several. They have the Monarchs. Of course, they have Kansas Speedway. They have Sporting Kansas City, which is a Major League Soccer team. We all know what they're saying without saying it. They want the Chiefs. The state of Kansas wants the Chiefs. Tonight, that work begins. Clark Hunt, in a news conference over the weekend, speaking to reporters, said that he has not had any direct conversations with anybody in the state of Kansas. That sure as hell doesn't mean his team president or general manager haven't. Clark Hunt may not have. Tristan in North Kansas City. Hello.
Hello. Welcome, everyone, to this wonderful Monday. My opinion on the situation is simple. Bon voyage. I mean, I understand that, you know, the taxes go to help all these things, but what they put back into the Raytown area, the Independence Raytown area, is next to nil. I mean, if anything, the area has gone downhill since then. And I'm not saying it's all their fault, but there has not been an equilateral growth, and I don't see – I'm getting ready to move to Raytown, and I'm wondering, well, what are my taxes exactly going to if the area is not being built up with it? Where do they hold all their praise?
Is it possible, Tristan – let me ask you this. Is it possible that in the end this works out best for everyone, and here's why? It is unfair to ask all of Jackson County's tax base to unilaterally – foot the bill for two multi-billion dollar sports franchises. I've always thought that's unfair. I thought at the very least it should be bi-state or multi-county. It's unfair to ask Jackson alone to shoulder that burden. So what if the Chiefs move across state line and go to Kansas, the Royals get exactly what they want downtown, everyone shares in the cost and everyone shares in the wealth?
Tristan?
I mean, that's a good idea, or these billionaires can front the bill themselves. I'm one of those. I don't like paying for their playgrounds, but I do think if it was spread out, then yeah, absolutely, you know, a bilateral tax. But if they're going to move to Kansas, vayan con Dios.
Okay. I would only remind everyone, and I totally get the idea of and the argument, why are we building playgrounds for multimillionaires and billionaire owners? But I would remind you that every Sunday afternoon when the Chiefs are playing and the 82 games that the Royals play at, or 81, at Kauffman Stadium, every one of those players, when they get their game check, pays 1% to the city of Kansas City, Missouri. Every player on those fields, whether they play for the Chiefs, the Royals, the Pittsburgh Steelers, the Minnesota Twins, the Texans, it doesn't matter. Every single player pays 1% of their game check that day to the city of Kansas City, Missouri. Clarence in KCK. Clarence, hello.
Hey, how are you? Listen, I'm a dot, and I just wanted to just weigh in. Listen, there is no more beautiful view than downtown Kansas City, Kansas, looking over at the skyline of Kansas City, Missouri. So I say they go after not only in the west part of Wyandotte County, the Chiefs, but I say let's get those Royals downtown looking over into Kansas City, Missouri.
You want the Royals in downtown KCK?
Yes.
Ooh. Not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
Oh, that's a bummer. That would be, you talk about economic growth, and I know Kansas City's, I know they're putting some kind of multi-purpose entertainment thing across the bridge, going across the river. I would just hope that would spur it on and keep that going.
Okay.
All right, man.
I think the Royals are going downtown, and I think the Chiefs are going to Wyandotte, and I've said it from day one. I think that's how this thing splits. Yep. And then I think everyone shares in the cost, and everyone shares in the wealth, and then the Royals get exactly what they want, because all of a sudden
the teams
stadium are separated. They are divorcing in this negotiation.
No question.
But they're not going to get the funding for a downtown stadium, and they've already made it pretty clear that they don't want to pay for it.
Oh, they'll get it.
I think, Sam, this presses that envelope and that issue. Mm-hmm. If the Chiefs were to leave, there is no way Jackson and Kansas City lose the Royals.
No, no.
Not happening.
Come
no
October,
way.
They win the World Series. We're having a different conversation.
Well, what's their record right now? I mean, they're having a decent season.
They've got already a third of all of their wins they got last season.
Yeah. They're having a good season.
Yeah.
Wins equal votes. That's a fact. Unless you put the Chiefs and the Royals together and then it goes down in defeat. Jim in KCK. Jim, hello.
Hi. One thing you forgot, too, the American Royals out there.
Yeah, not completed, I don't think, but definitely under construction. That is correct.
Right. And I was going to say, Johnson County isn't even in the discussion because there's 2 points. One, Johnson County loves to play in those playgrounds. They just don't want them in their front yard.
Well,
they want them in their backyard. They're not going to try to promote anything in Johnson County.
Where would you put it?
Well, they've never promoted anything there. I mean, even the gambling and the boats, that all that kind of stuff. They want to drive someplace to go to that and then come home to their suburban area. I don't blame them. I'm just saying that's a fact.
I actually think Johnson County would be in the market, maybe not for the Chiefs, but if they could, I think Johnson County would be in the market for the Royals. But to Dana's point, and I echo it, where would you put them? I mean, there is nowhere within the 435 loop where you could put the Royals.
And it's silly to even discuss it because Wyandotte has the land. Yeah. Wyandotte has the money. Wyandotte has the red carpet. They are literally saying, come on in. Water is fine. We are ready with a space for you. You want to break ground tomorrow? We can break ground tomorrow.
You were at 435 and I-70. Come over to our 435 and I-70. We've got plenty of land over here, to your point. There is so much land out there near the Legends Complex that is just waiting to be developed. So much. And to your point, Jim, you're right. The American Royal is also located now in Western Wyandotte County. They are under construction. I don't think it's been completed yet, but it is certainly going up just west of Nebraska Furniture Mart, the Legends Complex, and Sporting. Dave and Liberty, you get the last word. Dave, hello. Dave, hello.
Dave was going to say, go ahead and take him. Kansas, take him. And there are listeners, and I don't know if Dave's one of them, who will say, I'll never go to another game again.
Okay.
And you know my new favorite line is, this is not an airport. You don't have to announce your departure. BS if you say garbage. You will never go to another Chiefs game again. And I will remind you, the Chiefs go to Wyandotte. They get something else on top of that stadium, and that is a roof. Mm-hmm. So you wouldn't just be going there for, what, 8 games or however many they play a year. Maybe. You would be going there for concerts. You would be going there for festivals. You would be going there for the Final Four. You might be going there for
a Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm. If we're going to do it, blow it up and do it. Do it right.
Have a rolling roof. Listen,
amen.
Not a dome. Uh-uh.
Rolling roof.
But do a rolling roof where you can still have natural grass, and when it gets too cold, you know, like when everybody lost their fingers and toes several months ago, you put the dome on top and you heat the stadium. When it's time for the Final Four in March and April, you put the dome on top. When it's time for the Super Bowl in February, you put the dome on top. 913-586-7798. Dana Wright. I go over there as Sam Stevie III. My name is Scott here on KMBZ. So we're going to update the situation in Charlotte, North Carolina. And I think among the three of us, all trained journalists, none of us can figure out where the national media is on this. But I was going through all the national media websites, CNN, NBC, ABC. It was only when I went to CBSNews.com did I see this banner headline. And why the national news media is not going wall-to-wall with this, I don't understand. At least three law enforcement officers were killed this afternoon in a shooting in Charlotte, North Carolina, while trying to serve a warrant. A U.S. Marshals Service Fugitive Task Force comprised of officers from multiple agencies was attempting to serve a warrant in East Charlotte when the shooting occurred. Two of the deceased officers are said to be from a local task force, and one of them was a U.S. Marshal.
And within the last hour, by the way, SWAT is there. They are still urging people to avoid the area. And
there is active gunfire at the scene still.
There's a smattering of this online, if you can find it on Twitter, Sam, where people are holed up in their homes, and you can see, you know, they're like holding their cell phone, you know, up out their kitchen window kind of thing.
Okay.
And you can hear the rat-a-tat-tat-tat-tat-tat from the gunfire.
A total of 6 people were shot. 3 of them are dead. They are all law enforcement.
My God.
And when I went to the live stream at the beginning of the show shortly after this happened, their local station was like, yeah, we got a wreck on this highway. Where's the coverage?
I am, Sam, I am beyond words. Where's Fox News? Where's CNN? Here, can you give me the remote? I'm going to bounce around.
Yes, and I'm telling you, I'm on Twitter, and there's very little reporting about this.
I went to all the major news outlet, like I said before, NBC.
Let me get you this from the Charlotte Observer, because anytime something like this happens, it's just always better to go local.
Yeah.
Multiple people who live in that area are saying they are still hearing gunfire. All of a sudden, it sounded like Vietnam out there, quoting from Larry Mackey, who lives in the neighborhood. Local roads are closed. When a reporter called him around 3:45, he estimated there were 30 or 40 police cars at the scene, with whoever is inside the house still in there. There is just a litany of gunfire, an enormous amount of gunfire.
Yeah, neighbors say they still hear it.
A negotiation tent popped up about an hour ago. So the way this first looked to unfold to me, Scott, it looked like this was out in the street somewhere. Mm-hmm. Am I to read that this is in someone's house and someone is holed up in the house?
Yes, it is. That's exactly how you're
going to read it. .. If we're talking again about them attempting to serve a warrant, how many times have we talked about this in the last month?
It was a fugitive warrant that they were attempting to serve on that home. They even have the address, and not that it means anything here, but it was in the 5,000 block of Galway Drive. It was a home.
Okay, update. From 4:56 p.m.,
that's right,
they
now
are saying the scene is clear and the area is safe, and one person has been found dead inside. Bye. 2 other people inside are being questioned.
Okay. Somebody says Fox has the whole story. Well, I'm looking at Fox right now, and they're in a commercial break. I've got Fox News Channel right there. They're in a commercial break. So that is not accurate. Next hour on the program, we're going to speak with a professor from UMKC about the protests, the disruptions at American college campuses across the country.
We've got University of Austin in Texas today, where there have been multiple arrests made. Columbia still.
They're suspending students at Columbia.
And suspending graduation. Did you see that?
USC has already announced that they will not have graduation. Columbia, I think, announced today that they have canceled their graduation for May 15th. We'll get to all that much more coming up right after the top of the hour news here on Dana and Parks. Stay tuned.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.